I'm so excited to share with you that the doors are officially open for my first ever phone-free event that's happening in Los Angeles, California on February 28th at Mudwater Gather in Santa Monica, with the option for you to dive even deeper on March 1st. Now look, this event is about you. It's about you building connections and community and us all really bringing this analog revolution to life and reminding our hearts and souls what we truly crave most, what nourishes our being, which is co-regulating with other humans, having our mirror neurons dance together, sharing experiences together, but also learning together. So on top of all the community and connection possibilities for you, there's also an incredible lineup of speakers. I've got internationally renowned nervous system expert Sarah Baldwin, Nike master trainer Brandon Collingsworth talking about purpose and meaning, and Mandy Balak, who's the president of the Gathering Festival, which is one of the largest marketing and branding conferences in North America. So we're going to be diving deeper into what does the future look like to walk alongside technology and use technology as a tool. Now look, if you want to dive even deeper, there's limited space for a VIP dinner on the Saturday night. And if you want to go even deeper, if it's aligned for leaders, coaches, therapists, entrepreneurs, branding, marketing, whoever is called, there's a mastermind on the Sunday morning with even more limited seating. And that's going to be about what does the future look like to create in this world with technology. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, you want to find out more and save your spot, go to markgroves.com/future. I can't wait to see you there.
I was like, whoa, I feel powerful. You need access to this anger because it says like, no, that is not okay. Or no, that doesn't work for me. Or that's a no for my body. Or maybe that's even a yes. Because that no, having access to that embodied no is what really opens the doorway to a true yes. And we talk about that all the time in our work.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves Podcast. This week, I dive into the subject of boundaries with Kylie. This is an excerpt from the audiobook where we have unscripted discussions after each chapter. And this is after a pretty in-depth chapter on boundaries, which is chapter 8. If you follow my work for a while, you know that boundaries are at the core of a good life. They are everything. They're so important. I can't think of a skill set that will make more of a difference in your life. Because, you know, when we ask someone what predicts a great relationship or someone being successful at relationships, almost 100% of people will say good communication. That is true. To be able to communicate a boundary, to be able to communicate and explain how we're feeling, to be able to listen, obviously a core part of communication. And really at the core of good relating is boundaries, because boundaries are this delineation between us and other, where, as that saying goes, where you end and I begin. And so we dive more deeply into the nuance of this conversation of why they're important, why they're so important relationally, how they impact attraction, how they impact safety. All these are such important pieces of the relational puzzle. And if you master boundaries, you will master life. Like full stop. So before we get into this excerpt from the book, and if you love what you hear, go buy the book, because the book is a deep dive into all the things you need to know relationally. And also it has these unscripted chats after each chapter. Please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss. We keep going deeper and deeper into the human experience and how to create mastery in relationships and in turn mastery in life. How do we become the most epic possible human being we can be? So with all that said, let's get rocking.
Well, you already know how I feel about boundaries. Boundaries are the hottest thing on the market. It's actually pretty wild when we learn about boundaries, because then you start to recognize that what people teach in pickup artistry and that kind of stuff is how someone can pretend to be someone who has high self-worth, but it's not truly embodied. So when it gets pushed or someone gets triggered, they're not staying in these like evolved, quote unquote, behaviors. And when we develop boundaries, we develop a sense of self, because boundaries draw a circle around who we are. But not only that, they reinforce self-worth. Mm. And because the act of having a boundary says I matter. And to me, that when you are in relationship with someone and you begin to honor boundaries or start to honor your own, right, there is a space that's created between the two people that actually cultivates more attraction and more respect and more reverence, because there's now two selves.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that if you're listening to this audiobook and you're in a relationship, this is actually what brings the spark back alive. This is what brings connection back alive. This is what brings trust back alive, among, you know, many other things, but it's a core to that. What do you think?
I love boundaries now.
I feel like I could be PR for boundaries.
I think you could too, actually. And I think it'd be a really valuable thing to add to the cultural conversation right
yeah,
now
yeah, sure.
In terms of boundaries, of being able
get it on the news,
being able to, yeah, honor self and honor another with these embodied boundaries. I think that's the key word here, is like the embodiment of a boundary, right?
It's so attractive because it represents a self, mm-hmm. right? Like if I say something to you or do something, especially early in the dating phase, and you say that doesn't work for me, or that wasn't okay, or here's what I prefer, you know, whatever yeah. it is. There is, if I'm someone who has a self, I will have a deep level of respect for what you just told me, because you're telling me how to love you, how to be in relationship with you. And really that's what boundaries are, is they're the curated doorway to one another.
Yeah. So why is it that we struggle with boundaries? This is one of my favorite like segs, is like, what is really in the way of our ability to set and honor boundaries? And a big piece of this is being disconnected from anger. Being disconnected from what we call clean anger. And clean anger, when we have access to this emotion in our bodies and our beings, is our ability to protect ourselves, to assert when somebody or ourselves, we cross a limit. Because anger is showing up in our experience when either there's an unmet need or a boundary is being violated. And if we don't have access to that anger because we learn to disassociate or disconnect from it at an earlier age, we struggle to set boundaries. I know that for myself personally, it wasn't until my 30s that I even knew what anger felt like in my body again.
Yeah.
Like I was coming out of freeze. And when I felt anger move through my system again, like in a full way, in a somatic therapy session, I was like, whoa, I feel powerful. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because anger is
you have
like
access to it.
Yeah, you have access to your power. It's
you
like
you need access to anger.
You need access to this anger because it says like, no. That is not okay. Or no, that doesn't work for me. Or that's a no for my body. Or, you know, or maybe that's even a yes, you know, because that no, having access to that embodied no, is what really opens the doorway to a true yes. And we talk about that all the time in our work around liberated love, is when you have access to a no and you feel safe to express that no in relationship, you're really now free to say yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if your yes comes with so much more yes.
Yeah, it does. Because it's real.
Because it's real. It's, you know, embodied.
We can trust our no. We can trust our yes.
Yeah.
Those are both, they're required. One requires the other
right.
to be true. Yeah, there's so much juice to this, and especially to, you know, so much of our experience with anger is a fear of it because of aggression and abuse and all the very real realities of why we disconnect from it. Also culturally, mm-hmm. think of what shapes women to not be angry, be too much. For me, anger was aggression on the sports field. And then interpersonally, I didn't have access to it because I grew up, and I'd say this is still pervasive, much more, maybe even in our time. I grew up being taught that men are bad, men are toxic, men are awful, men are evil, men are murderers. And the last thing I wanted to do was be like those men. Mm-hmm. So I mistaken that boundaries were controlling, were not kind. Yeah. And so I didn't have them. And when I finally found them, I found a self. I found a sense of trust. I found that I could share with someone the real impact that their behavior was having on me. And so much of the emotions that felt bottled in my body, you know, that never came out. I remember the first time I ever did like an anger exercise at a men's retreat, facing a bunch of men. And not only did the anger come out, but then a bunch of grief did too. Mm-hmm. Boundaries are the way. There's no doubt. And as you're listening to this, know that it is possible to live a life that is boundaried, and that is actually the most loving thing we can do. Is to share and be with boundaries and have access to anger, because anger is what draws lines when boundaries have been violated.
The doorway to deeper love.
It really is.
Because safety. Boundaries allow us to feel safe, and when we're safe, we can open.
Yeah, the nervous system regulates. We thaw out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful journey.